What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome. Sorry, I thought I was going to be late to this because I fucking ate too much cream cheese.
Oh, no.
I was at home shitting my guts out going, oh, fuck, I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
Why cream cheese?
Oh, it's just like triple cream fucking brie. Right. I was eating with crackers.
Because he's a little Jew. Those Jews can't handle their food.
Can't handle the cheese.
Yeah.
Lactose intolerant. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to be late. And then you were fucking later, cunt.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Maccas.
We're a mess.
Mix spicy.
I was eating cheese and shit myself. And you're preparing to shit yourself.
I may or may not have had fast food, 3 out of the last 3 meals that I've eaten.
Oof. Yeah, that'll
fucking I've got some angry shits coming.
Welcome to the podcast, Joel.
Oh, always happy to be here, bro.
Yeah.
Happy to have you on, mate.
We've got some stuff to talk about today.
Yeah. About how much I hate the comedy community.
Yeah, fuck
oh, good.
These cunts.
This is my wheelhouse.
That's why I brought you on.
I fucking hate everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get straight into it. Ethan, you want to break down what's happened?
Well, I realised we kind of talked about it last week on the pod with Broden. We talked about how I bombed.
Yeah, but you didn't talk about the aftermath.
No,
did you get paid to do this gig?
Fuck no.
Where's this bomb?
It was at that standout gig. And like half of it
was
all right. And then I ran it off a cliff at the end.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Which is... I'm not getting paid.
Happens. Yeah, give them what they deserve. They got what they fucking paid for.
They got what they paid for. Yeah.
Yeah. What do they pay you in? was there any agreements?
They pay you in exposure.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mm.
That'll fill up your gas tank.
Yeah.
Except they fucking didn't want to pay you an exposure.
They didn't want me to expose myself.
No. They're like, this is not the sort of comedy we here at Stand Out fucking do.
Yeah. Maybe that was the move. Just whip your cock out.
Yeah.
Do the circumcision bit. And then he's like, look.
Look. At
you're only allowed to whip your cock out if you're already wearing a dress.
That's true.
That
would fly.
Yeah.
In that room.
That would fly.
Yeah. All right.
Girl dick.
Yeah.
So you didn't get paid.
The best kind.
They wouldn't share your clip.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this cunt doing then?
I don't know what his problem is.
Is he just making money off the back of other people's material?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Is he a comic himself?
He used to be.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Doesn't really do comedy anymore.
No, he just tells people what comedy to do now.
You know what's wild? He fucking got up, gets the MC to intro him, and then does like this 2-minute fucking yarn about how we're here to be like positive and please don't heckle and all this shit. Like, that's the MC's job.
Yeah.
How much fucking ego do you have, cunt?
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing?
Like, I've been avoiding that gig intentionally. A, for the zero pay. I don't want to go to Sydney if I'm not getting fucking paid.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the same reasons that he outlined in that message, like, oh, we're inclusive and everything's got to be... How about funny as a fucking, like, measuring stick?
The funny thing is you're not inclusive.
They're the exact opposite.
You're ostracizing comics. You're like, you can't come and do it because your material doesn't gel with the show.
You're
How's that inclusive?
You're not it's part of the club. That's all it is.
Well, the old Groucho Marx thing, I would not want to be a part of any club that'd have me as a fucking member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. There's people getting around, running rooms, telling comics what material you can and can't do. It's ruining comedy.
Yeah.
It's taking away from what comedy is.
It's the old kind of teacher adage, those who can't do teach.
Yeah.
Those who can't do comedy run rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, so, look, if people keep doing those rooms for no money, lining that guy's pocket, letting him take your clips and build a fucking following online.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. I was like, fuck, like, that set did go off the rails, but here it was good.
Yeah.
Like, it was working before. I was like, use this clip, man. And he's like, nah, I don't want to work with you. Took his ball and went home. I'm like, all right, I'll fucking upload the clip myself.
Yeah, and it's a great clip.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, but I'm not looking to fucking blow the roof off the internet. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I'm
just putting shit out.
It's a fucking drop in the, like, for every, at least you were getting laughs. The amount of fucking cunts that post stand up clips
from that night bombing.
While they're bombing.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the, like, there is a volume aspect to it. TikTok, Instagram Reels, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's about consistency.
Yeah.
So keep fucking posting them, keep. But, like, I'd rather someone reuse a joke that they posted 3 weeks ago, 6 months ago, fucking last week, don't give a shit. No one's fucking seeing them anyway.
Yeah.
And the people that are seeing them are generally not on your followers list anyway. Like, all the ones that have blown up for me, like, done more than six to, you know, between 6,000 and, you know, 50,000 views. All the views are on fucking Facebook, and I can't see the fucking who they are, what the reactions are, any of that shit. It's like, okay, cool. This many people have seen it. On Instagram, it looks good because it's got the 10,000, 20,000, whatever.
Yeah.
So that looks nice, but realistically, it does fucking nothing. Your followers jump by 100, 200, whatever. Does nothing. Like, it was, we talked about it when it happened, when my followers jumped fucking massive.
Yeah.
Cabba hit me up and was like, oh, man, like, I noticed you got lots of followers. Like, does that, how does that help with, like, booking shows or, like, I'm like, it doesn't fucking help at all. Like,
yeah. It's not going to get you on the standout, is it?
No. It might help, like, in the sense if you're trying to get booked at a room somewhere and they look at your fucking profile.
If they don't
and,
know he's you got at all.
Some followers.
Yeah.
Cool. But unless, you know, you've
which you're going to be a surprise for them.
Yeah, exactly.
If they haven't done their research.
They haven't actually watched your clips.
Well, I've had that plenty of times where people have booked me and haven't watched my material. I turn up and they're like, oh, we didn't know it was going to be like that. And I was like, well,
did you fucking look? Yeah.
It'd take you 5 minutes. Like, if you wanted to see most of my material, you could watch, like, the 9-minute fucking YouTube video and it'd give you a really good idea of exactly what I'm about to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's all for free. That's all out there.
Yeah, it's like, there. Go for it.
Two
knock
seconds
yourself
to go
out
and look at it.
Or I sent you that video. How much of it did you watch?
Yeah.
Like, did you skim through it and just hear that there were laughs and go, oh, right, he can do comedy?
Yeah.
Or did you actually listen to the fucking material?
No, nope, they don't.
No.
So it's like, I don't understand the fucking point of it, really.
Well, I guess it's funny to me. I didn't really want to talk about it, but I've been in touch with the store. I sent like a video based on a comic. It's like, here, just send them like your best five, you know, little, not much crowd work, if any, and, you know, just a bit of a spiel. Sent that 10 months ago, whatever, no response. Sent the same clip again with a couple of references, like really good references, and got a fucking immediate response, like, yeah, cool, probably not this year, but we'll find something for you early next year.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, they still haven't watched the fucking clip.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They saw the two comedians' names that are like, these two will vouch for me, and they were like, oh, well, he must be all right then, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. People just need to stop fucking telling comedians what to fucking do and what comedy to do. Because, A, the people that they're worried about being offended, those people don't watch comedy.
No.
They don't watch fucking comedy, and their comedy rooms suck.
Also, you don't need to tell me that it went bad. I fucking know it went bad. I was there on stage.
If anyone
shit.
Was acutely aware of how bad it went, it was me. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to try and fucking curtail my set and be like, this is what you should do. I'm going to figure that out for myself.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was 3/4 good.
Yeah.
The last 3 jokes fucking went to shit. It fucking happens.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go down there and do that again because I'm like, well, that didn't fucking work.
Exactly.
So, like, I'm on the train going like, oh, I could have done this and that, like writing notes and shit like that.
Yep.
And then you get a message like that. It's just like, oh, I don't really like the fucking type of shit you do. Just going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like, the rest of the set was great, but nah. Can't work with you. It's like, are you really going to do that to fucking a comic that had a pretty fucking decent setup until that point?
Yeah.
Like, fair enough if I got up there and I was just fucking eating shit the whole time, saying crazy shit. But if it's, like, pretty good and just a little bit fucked at the end, could you not see that and go, like, oh, fuck?
I think you brought it up as well. Sam Talent doing trans jokes.
Yeah.
Post that all fucking day because it's Sam Talent.
Yeah.
Like, fair enough as well, but don't get on your fucking moral high horse
and be like, yeah, well, I'm not going to.
We don't support that kind of comedy.
Yeah.
Unless you're famous.
Yeah. And it was Sam's one that he put up. Like, that's a funny fucking joke.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
And it's like, all right. So that should get a pass.
Yeah.
All the other shit that
should be
doing,
the only metric that any comedy is judged by. Did they laugh? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, then it's funny.
And they fucking laugh for like 3/4 of my set.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just, nah. Can't fucking work with that.
Yeah.
It's a power trip.
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's a power trip. It's like people fucking like nuts, saying dude. Fucking no. They like being the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Which is why we're starting our own shows and we're going to be the own gatekeeper for us.
Yeah. It's called No Faggots. It's I'm off the show already.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an inclusive room. Anything goes. You just need to be funny. So I'm not even booked for my own show.
Sorry to half the Newcastle comedy scene. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm actually making comics pay to get on the show.
Yeah, nice.
That's what we're doing.
I like it. I figured that's what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Joel's already sent his $10.
I was going to send, because
Ronan put $10, I was going to put $10.01 just because I wanted to pay a little bit more than him.
Yeah.
But then I was like, nah.
Nah. It's So we're starting our own thing. Mm. We're starting our own fucking new material night. We will hopefully have a date soon, but booking out the club here, Weird Wednesdays. And if you're a fucking comedian who does kind of fuck material, but you're funny, hit me up. We probably won't be on the first one because it'll be all us boys. It's going to be all us boys.
Just
but
funny material. If you're funny, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up because we want variety. Same as like show us your bits. You got a fucking cool magic trick? Come fucking show us, man. Yeah. Like I want a magician.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, it's super hacky for comedy. But
I've lost. I think 3 crowd pleaser gigs. 2 magicians.
Really?
So I get the, you know, this is what we're looking for, blah, blah, blah. What's your quote? I give them the quote. You go back and forth with them a little bit. You think you've got it booked in and they're like, yeah, we've decided to go with the magician. I'm like, you weren't looking for a fucking comedian at all then, were you?
Yeah.
I know a couple of card tricks. Like,
yeah.
I can squeeze them in between my fucking suicide jokes if you want.
You hand them a card. Is that your card? It just says kill yourself.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Now look, this gig, I'm excited for this gig because I'm gonna challenge myself next year to toss most of my material.
Yeah.
Not
and
like,
as many salads as you can.
As many salads as I can. Yeah. But like showcases, like paid gigs. Yeah. Go back with the tried and tested. I'm not gonna fucking derail. Paid gigs by a band hey, what do you think about this stuff I've done twice?
Yeah.
But like every open mic or unpaid gig, essentially, I'm just going to, all right, let's work the new material in. So some of them will be like, I've told them 2-3 times. Some will be brand new. I tried it this week I did the boxing opening joke and then said something dumb, like didn't land. I was like, oh yeah, that's one of my old jokes. But, you know, I'm treating my old jokes like my kids. I'm going to abandon them. That's the reaction I got too. No. I watched that setback. It's just lots of really big laughs from Brad.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, cool. Crushing the back of the room.
Yeah.
Feels like 6 months into comedy again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to push that.
He can't fucking talk anyway.
No.
He did one new joke and it fucking tanked.
Yeah. But I'm just like I've got the fringe coming up with Ben, so that's obviously all old material. But that's kind of going to be like the last hurrah for that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I just want a new 20 minutes of stuff that I can pull from. There's a couple of things with some legs at the moment, but I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not fucking going into next year completely fucked. Yeah. But it's fucking daunting, like. It's essentially like just going, okay, cool. I got to a level where I can do paid shows. I can get on a showcase. And now I'm like, all right, now I'm going to just suck probably for 2 years.
Nah, because you know how to write jokes now.
Yeah.
And you know, like, it's like the new stuff I've found gets better.
Yeah, quicker.
Yeah.
And you know when to fucking throw it away too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I used to have a rule of thumb of, like, if you try it three times and it dies in the ass three times, like, maybe don't revisit it. But that's, I don't think that's accurate either, because sometimes there is still something there. And once, and if you've just done it three times and then throw it away, there's no, you're not giving it the chance.
No.
Like, maybe you're just coming at it from the wrong angle. Maybe the punchline's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Maybe the, like, the premise is too rich for the audience and you need to explain what the premise is more fully than just be like, oh, you know this, punchline, punchline, punchline. They're like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. So it wasn't the punchlines. It was that you didn't set it up properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, bringing it back to Brad. That was with the joke that he was telling. That's what I said to him that night. I was like, yeah, you didn't set it up. Like, you just went straight into, like, saying faggot. Like, you didn't. You didn't. Like, you need to set up what that is, because I think they kind of went, oh, we kind of get it. And then if they're in that space of, oh, yeah, sort of, then they're not going to laugh at it. Once they fully understand it, it's like the, it's that comedian thing with, it's got Ricky Gervais, Seinfeld, Chris Rock, and Louis talking comedy.
Yeah.
Louis talks about the way that Chris Rock sets up his premises, where he just repeats it and just drills it into them. He's like, the example he gives is like, women can't go down in lifestyle. But he'll go, you know, women can't go down in lifestyle. Explain. Because women can't, like, he really just drills home that, and they go, okay, so the premise is that, and then comes the fucking the punchlines. But taking the time to build that, the steel beams of the premise, so they're like, okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, now I'll be funny about it. Instead of just being like, oh, you know this thing, blah, 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 blah. What? I still don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why it's funny, because, you know.
I just had a thought. My Amish joke has, like, when I first started doing it, it was really landing. Like, really, like, it was doing well. It was, like, my new closer. And, like, sometime in the last couple of months, just started bombing. I don't know why. And I think it's exactly that. It's the way I'm setting it up. And I just had an idea that Amish dick doesn't suck itself. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to say to set up the joke. Amish dick don't suck itself. And then I'll say my bit, and then I'll say that again.
You're going to raise it like a barn at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes three Ezekiels and a Jacob.
Yeah. I went to a fucking jiu-jitsu tournament last night with a friend of mine. She's gotten into Brazilian jiu-jitsu. She's training heaps, like, every day. She's fucking... She's gone deep. So she's like, oh, I want to go to this tournament, but I've got no one to go with. Do you want to come along? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Yeah. Like, I'm poor. And she's like, oh, actually, I bought you a ticket. So I was like, fuck yeah. Looked online. Bobby Sandu, friend of the podcast, everyday legend, fighting on that card. I was like, fuck yeah. Get to go see Bobby. See? And then we're looking at the pamphlet, and I'm like, oh, man, Bobby's not on there. And then I was like, oh, maybe it was like a late replacement. I was like, let's like go check his story. Bobby's boarding a plane to Thailand to go fuck ladyboys. Motherfucker.
Running away from responsibilities.
Yeah, dude. The dude who was supposed to fight, it's not really a fight, but like roll against, is a fucking like tank, like huge. I was like, holy fucking shit. I still think Bobby would have beat him. Cause
yeah, muscles don't really, I mean, it doesn't hurt, but that it's not a real... advantage, massive advantage.
No.
Technique and speed over muscle.
Technique, especially in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, is by key, but it fucking helps.
Yeah.
It still helps. And the guy he was supposed to fight against fucked the dude up, like that he replaced Bobby.
Was the dude Indian?
No. He was... Can't even remember, but I just remember seeing him like take this dude down, like slam him, fucking wrestle fuck him, grab his arm and just start twisting it in ways it shouldn't have been twisted.
Yeah.
He tapped. I was like, fuck. Would have been good to see Bobby fuck that dude up.
Yeah.
Or get fucked up.
Yeah, that too. That would have been just as good of a story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a good night. The main event was a heavyweight matchup. And the guy who won it looked like Thor from Game of Thrones. Like,
oh, nice.
He was a fucking giant dude. Like, just massive Chad. Like,
Thor from Game of Thrones. He was like a
live action version of a Chad meme. It was crazy. Yeah.
Did you just say Thor from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, no, it was probably Hodor? The wrong reference. Hodor?
Hodor?
Yeah.
I've never watched that show.
Oh, The Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try and...
So that's Hapfjord.
Yeah,
he was like World's Strongest Man or some shit. Yeah.
This guy was fucking huge. He was like, he looked like 7 feet tall, like jacked. Yeah. And there was another dude, same thing, it was like open weight class.
Yeah.
And it was like this fucking giant dude, like crazy muscle, walks out shirtless, like giant. And the other dude was just like this Mexican. Like, kind of fat, chubby, like, pretty built still, but, like, didn't look like an athlete at all. And he fucked the muscle dude up. Was getting frustrated with him because the guy was, like, not engaging. He was, like, talking shit to him and stuff. He's like, come on, motherfucker, let's go. Took him down, fucked him up. It was good. Wow. That was the co-main event.
Yep.
It was really... His name was Tito. Yeah, his name was Tito. It was great. It was great. It was a good night. It was a good night.
Have we talked about... You guys talked about Movember?
Yeah, a little bit last week. Yeah. Fucking
hell. Yeah, it was a...
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
We didn't get your perspective, though.
Oh, man, I helped take that off the fucking bridge.
Yeah. And I sealed the deal.
In hindsight, you were probably maybe better off in the first half.
Yeah, whatever, like...
Yeah. We had you booked twice for it to do two sets, and I went, oh, no, we'll put Joel in the second half.
Yeah. I don't know if you talked about it last week, but the that group that was at the front, what I told you after the gig, made me feel a lot better about the whole thing. The majority of people were just like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
we won't be having that.
Yeah.
But the group that was at the front, there was the guy that was the talkative one, he decided to bring that whole table. It was the first time he'd been to a comedy night. Mm. He bailed me up during Ethan's set and was like, oh, man, that was so good. We had such a good time. Never been to comedy before. This is great. And he's like, the woman that was at the table, her brother had recently committed suicide.
Yeah.
And he was like, she fucking loved it. She loved all the fucking suicide jokes. And, like, I'm watching the video back because I had them in frame.
Yeah.
She wasn't laughing out loud, but she kept, like, folding over laughing. Yep. So I'm like, okay, cool. She did enjoy it. She just... wasn't a vocal laugher.
Yeah.
And the bald guy at the front, the other bald guy, was a ex-copper who did crash investigations.
Highway cleanup.
Yeah. Mm. So he had severe PTSD. Yeah. He's wanted to fucking kill himself recently.
He was a pretty tall shit dad as well.
Yeah. And, he was like, they were stoked as well. So it was like, okay, cool. The people that needed the show... got what they were after.
That's good.
But it was fucked. Like, I hadn't heard silence to some of my jokes like that. And I reacted to it. Like, I dropped the punchline and it was just like,
oh,
woo.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like, how did you guys go more silent than fucking silent?
Yeah.
Like, you sucked the air out of the room. Well done, guys.
I felt that.
I love that you just kept fucking, like, plowing ahead. you got the light and you're like, nah, 10 more minutes. Fuck you, cunts.
Yeah.
Dude.
And I felt the same. Anytime you gain a little bit of traction with them, you'd be like, yep, okay, cool. I've got them on side. You tell the next bit, bam, straight in the fucking water again. You're like, okay, all right, fine. And it was going all right. Like, in that near the middle towards the break, like Broden area, it was like they were on board. It was going well.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, get a few more drinks in these cunts and we're going to be good. Nah.
Nah, it was exactly. It just went too long.
Yeah.
That was the thing. It should have ended on me and Broden.
Yeah.
It should have, like, look, man, it's like every year we get a little bit worse. that show. The first year was like pretty good. Second year was, last year was probably the best we've done.
That was a banger last year.
Yeah, last year was great.
Packed out like 60, 70 people.
Yeah.
Red hot crowd.
Yeah.
That's my current fucking here I'm good at comedy clip that I send out. Mm. That set.
Yeah.
And yeah, eating shit at the most recent one. I was like, cool, I have not improved in 1 year. I've actually gotten
You've
worse.
Gone backwards. Yeah, it wasn't our fault. It was like there was so much that went wrong with that gig where it was like, yeah, I was like, it was a miracle that it even happened. Like Eddie and I nearly cancelled it because we weren't sure how ticket sales were going to go and we were competing directly with a club,
yeah,
which I don't like doing. But that was the date that they gave us, so that was the date that we had.
Yeah.
Friday night's fucking hard at the best of times, even here.
Mm.
Like, audiences are tired, they'd finished work, all the stuff we always say. But
yeah.
I mean, the turnout was pretty good in the end.
Yeah.
Like, sparse but full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't packed in, well, but the place was full.
The table and chair situation there is a bit fucked.
Yeah.
Because you got, like, one table with four chairs around it, and if one person sits there, then it's like it's taken up four chairs.
Yeah.
No one else.
And you've got people with their back to the stage as well, with the square tables along the side.
Yeah. It makes it harder. Yeah. But I think Mayfield's far enough away from here that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Like, it's a different crowd.
We weren't stealing crowd members from.
No.
This. And by all reports, via text, they're having a pretty rough night at the club too. Like the crowd wasn't real great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking. Comedy's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy a helmet.
Yeah. That's why people don't run rooms.
Yeah. Well, they do, and then they flee.
That's why the people who should run rooms don't run rooms.
Yeah. They do it for a really short amount of time and go, this is not for me.
Yeah. 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 People aren't into fucking controlling other people's material.
Well, it's only really worth doing in a bigger, like in a Melbourne or Sydney, and you're doing it to leverage your spots you can give out for more spots.
Yeah.
Like, that's really, like, this fucking standout dumb cunt, he's got a nice looking room that fills out, blah, 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 blah. It makes sense for a decent comedian to run that who can then leverage that for spots at Laugh In, ID, da, 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 and do all the good rooms, right?
Yeah. That's not how it works in Sydney, though.
Nah.
They all kind of run their own little ships.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's much more like that in Melbourne where if you can offer all the other room runners a spot, you've got a spot at their room.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is how it should be.
It's how my mate Alessio this week did 30. He's still got today, but I think he did 30 gigs in the week.
Fuck.
And like leveraged his room against
everyone
else's room. Yeah. So Dirty Secrets is going to look like a who's who of Melbourne room runners for the next fucking 3 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did. He wanted to do 30 gigs in a week before he turns 30, as well as he filmed. He had another mate of mine, Isaac, go around and film the trips in between, but all the sets as well. And he's going to put out an open mic special. So of all the...
That's awesome.
That whole week. Yeah, it's a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, like, he did... Yeah, all the shitty open mics. But he also, like, in that week, he also did the lounge. He did Cooper's Inn. He did, like, all the big gigs as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be really good. And the people that he's around, they're all fucking hilarious characters as well. So I think it'll be a really good special when it comes out. I think it's a bit, like, a bit of an in joke, though, because you have to know all those people and characters to give a fuck about all.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, it's the guys I used to kick around with. It'll be interesting to see these fucking autistic retards be fucking hilarious in their natural element.
Mm.
Yeah. And, like, I love Alessio and his comedy, so seeing some of his new material, all that kind of stuff, would be great for me. But if you don't know that scene or those people, it's kind of like, open mic special, fuck off.
Yeah. That's a tough one to sell.
Yeah, and it chops and changes. It's like that the start of the Adam Sandler special. Did you see that one? Was it called? Doesn't matter what it's called. But it shows him building the material. So he starts in little clubs and then bigger clubs and bigger clubs, and it eventually ends up the last third of the specials all in the arena.
Yeah,
but it shows him working the show out in smaller clubs up till about half the halfway point than the rest of it's done in the
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah,
that's
it was cool. Really cool.
That's interesting.
Really good.
That's just the intro,
too.
Is it? Of the special?
No, like, I'd say the first half of the special is like, it just chops and changes between tiny little comedy club.
Yeah.
Maybe a 400-seater to a theater to then like the last half is all in like a stadium.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah.
Main Adam Sandler stuff, not a lot of straight stand up, mainly songs.
Right.
But fucking really good special. One of the best ones in the last few years. Most of the specials I've watched recently are fucking dog shit. I watched fucking 10 minutes of Matt Rife's thing and turned it off.
Yeah.
Everyone was raving about Mike Birbiglia, his new one, The Old Man in the Pool. Same thing, 10 minutes. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, it's clean, which, again, I put it down to, like, this is probably good. It's just not for me. Like, it's not my style. Like, there's no... It's a lot of, like, cutesy storytelling. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, nah. But
have you seen anything good recently that you could go, yeah, that was all right? I'm trying to think. I can't fucking think of much.
Did you like Tom Segura's one, Sledgehammer?
Yeah,
but that was all right.
Yeah.
More of the same kind of thing. It was like, you know.
I saw that show.
I liked Burr's Red Rocks one. That was like earlier this year.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm like a huge Bill Burr fan. Didn't like it.
Yeah.
For me, it was like he's got that style of like ranting, but he didn't have as many clever points as what he normally makes in some of his specials. That what I noticed. It sort of felt like, because I was listening to his podcast where he was leading up to it, and he goes, "The Red Rock is just I'm doing it because I've been given the opportunity to do it, and it's like something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm going to film it because it's like." He's like building stuff for the memory bank now.
Yeah.
And I didn't necessarily, not to say that I could do any better. I'm definitely not saying that. But what I'm saying is like, compared to like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, we're comparing it to older stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But in comparing it to what else is out at the moment, you're like, actually, it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Everything else has gone to shit.
Quote unquote special that I watched and enjoyed wasn't. It was just new to me because I hadn't seen it. Was John Cruikshank's
Weed Cunt?
Maybe it was Weed Cunt.
Yeah, I think that's the only one he's
done.
The
one where he's eating the fucking paddle pop at the start. Yeah, I watched that recently just because I'd been watching the Redfern Electrical stuff and got suggested to me on YouTube. I was like, I haven't seen this. Yeah. Watch that. Like, even that really slow start, and he's got a really specific kind of.
Yeah, he's sort of got that style.
Conversational style, like you're just hanging out with a mate and he's...
Fucking good show, though.
Great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer's.
Razzle
stories, Dazzle? No, Stories About My Family.
I can't stand Kreischer, eh?
It was fucking great, dude.
Nah.
The entire special was a fuck you to his family because he found out that they had a group chat about him.
But
they were calling him a baby walrus. Yeah. So he just got on stage and told their most heinous stories and secrets for like an entire hour. Yeah.
No, I'm with you, bro. Like, I liked him. Like, I heard the Machine story and was like, yeah, this is fucking, that's a sick.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
15-minute bit, like, awesome. And like Segura, so I went down the rabbit hole of like watching Two Bears One Cave for a while and whatever. Yeah. But the more I watch that, the more I'm like, fucking be less self-involved, cunt. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fucking egocentric motherfuckers in entertainment, but he's another level. Like,
Tom Segura's getting that way too now.
Yeah, but he's just letting his asshole flag shine. Like,
he's always been
a prick. Now he's got the money and
he's got the fucking money to actually be a proper prick.
Proper prick.
And no one can do anything to him.
And you know, do the whole. I think it was James. It was like he should be working in a fucking car dealership. Like he shouldn't be a fucking comedian.
Yeah.
I've liked his stuff. Like the early specials of his, mostly stories and the other one.
Most
Disgraceful
stories.
Was good as well.
Yeah, those two were great.
So I dig him. But like I showed my girlfriend, who's not really since she met, like, since meeting me, she's kind of obviously watched a lot more stand-up comedy and watches a really real critical eye. And I showed her Segura, and she's like, "Nah, he liked, like, pretty much the what I just said about Birdie. He likes himself too much. He's like, I don't like his attitude." And she picks up, like, it's never about the jokes for her. She's like, it's about their persona and the way that they deliver stuff. Psychologist, so.
Yeah.
But same with Bert. Bert just yells too much for her.
Dude, I'd love to get her opinion on our sets.
Oh, she's got them.
Yeah. I'd love to know. I'd love to know what she thinks about my set.
She really likes you. She's seen you a couple of times. She's hung up on Ethan's voice. Doesn't match how you look.
Right.
Yeah, your voice is too deep for your body.
She wants a.
He looks more of like
baggier voice.
Oh, yeah. That's going straight in my basket.
Something like that. Yeah, like every.
That's
like,
weird.
You'll be introduced, like you'll be emceeing or whatever.
Yeah.
And like she'll want to watch the clip, and I'll show her the clip. She'll go, "Oh, it's a fucking, it's Ethan." Yeah. She won't even have seen the video. She just hears the voice. She goes, "It's Ethan."
Hates my voice.
She doesn't hate it. She's just it
doesn't match.
She just doesn't match what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the
there's a few people. There's a few people who probably listen who aren't good mates that she can't fucking stand. She thinks they're terrible. She's like she came to Raw, so she saw everybody at Raw.
Yeah.
Actively disliked a few people.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's good with that. But yeah, watching pro comics, she'll break down like their voice if she feels like they're acting instead of just delivering material, like they're putting on too much of a performance. She's like, it's insincere.
Yeah.
Like she gives me really good, it's not comedy feedback, but it's good performance feedback in a sense of like, if you're more like this, she can tell what mood I'm in. Like she knows because I left the house and came back as well. But just from watching me perform, she's like, "You were tired."
Or, how did the Movember show go, honey?
I didn't even show her that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so fucked to follow you after that. I was like, oh, my God.
I felt bad too. I was like, oh.
Something crazy I've noticed.
Sometimes when I bomb and... if someone who I don't like after me, I'm like, fucking eat the fucking episode. It's like farting in an elevator. Yeah. Like, smell that cunt. But when it's someone you like, you're like, oh man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I wish I could have like at least ended on something to be like, hey, there's some energy left in the room.
There was no energy in the room, even when you got on. Pretty much, it was like.
I think I got the last of it.
Yeah. Caught the last of it.
But yeah, when the opener, which generally, you know, 9 times out of 10, at least gets a laugh. Got barely anything. I was like, okay.
We're in for one.
Let's go straight for the fucking, all right, it's Man's Health. Let's do it.
Yeah. Like, I was watching Ronan's set and it was going bad at first. And I was like, fuck, he's done it again. But he pulled it back. He did pull it back. He finished the set very strong. We'll give credit where credit's due. As much as it pains me to not be able to be like, he fucking bombed again.
I like that he's been trying different stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, not just material, but like it didn't work. But at the No Holds Barred show, when he did
the music,
did the stuff to Mad Mad World.
Yeah.
Was that the song he used? No, I think he used something different.
It was some fucking weird,
depressing music.
Mad World was the fucking
strip show. Then someone reused it.
Yeah, maybe he did.
I
think it might have been.
I'll check out.
Oh, no, we had Brian doing the Rubik's Cube.
I got excuses from him at Movember.
Yeah, because I was like, the lights.
They were all the same color. I'm like, are you colorblind? He goes, no, under the lights, all the sides of the Rubik's Cube look the same color.
They didn't.
No.
Okay, bro.
I don't know about that.
I don't understand why he's making. It was way better that he failed. It was way funny.
Well, I said to him, okay, the best possible outcome for doing that was not being able to do it. Like, I kind of was like, I wish I had a thought of that. I could fucking not do a Rubik's Cube. Like,
dude. Everyone's always thinking, do the Rubik's Cube. Yeah. No one ever thinks, don't do the Rubik's Cube.
It made me sit there and be like, what's something that people can generally do that I can't do that I could try and pull off on stage? And,
Because
it got, like, genuinely probably the biggest laughs of the whole night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he tried to play off the fact that he's like, oh, I wanted you to win the $50. I'm like, no, you didn't, cunt. No. Like, you fucking, everyone wanted the money. Yeah. Like,
he immediately, it was so funny watching him, because when he saw the money, he was like, he put on his best poker face, but his hands immediately started shaking.
You knew straight away.
Read him like a book.
It was so funny.
The funny thing was, I knew before.
Yeah.
Before he picked either box, I'm like, he's probably going to get the one with the money.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be smart enough to try and
take the other one. Yeah.
Try and swap it and trick me. I'm like, so if he picks up the box and looks happy with it, I know it's the one.
Yeah. It's so funny.
That's what I said to him. I said, don't try and outthink me, cunt. And he was like,
and you were just like, you fucking dumb cunt.
My favorite part was at the end, like, because I like took the money out of the box, took low, stuck it in my fucking kangaroo pouch in my hoodie. Well, I go to leave, he's still standing at the stairs holding the box, like he was going to take the box home.
I know.
Yeah, to show to his fucking wife again. Look what I won. Nothing.
He's like, he what? No, I genuinely think he just wanted the rock.
He was happy with the rock. He told me afterwards. He was like, I'm quite happy with that rock.
Was it a special rock? It was just a rock.
It was a rock, and I'd like drawn like a fucking face on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember what song he fucking. Ronan and I just send fucking Snapchat reels to each other now. That's all we do. All day. I just send him the most fucked up shit I can find on
He's out of control. Like,
I love it.
It's 10 a day?
Yeah.
It's too many.
Yeah.
Nah, I love it. Keep it up, Ronan.
Oh, he does send some
I watch him while I'm pooping.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, you'll see like 4 or 5 in a row from me.
But 10 like, a day. I've, 10 a day is too many.
I have breakfast at work, and it's generally watching Ryan's reels. And then as I'm watching them,
you just start an Instagram.
Three more pop
in. It's just remixes called Ronan's Reels.
Yeah, dude.
That's a fucking solid idea.
Yeah, 6 months, build a following, and then he can feed in like his comedy.
6 months time, he'll have more fucking followers than all of us combined.
Yeah,
just curating.
That's one that cracks me up, is that Brad's dog is destroys him on Instagram.
Oh, dude.
That dog destroys everyone on Instagram.
Yeah, that is true.
It's doing better than all of us.
Yeah.
It's a great dog. It's going to be a pity when it dies.
Yep.
Too dark?
Yeah.
No, not too dark. Too
just
real.
Yeah. You've had two this year.
Yeah. Exactly what happened to my dogs. I was like, now I go through my fucking memories every day and there's a photo of my dog.
I mean,
choking up.
That dog is the funniest one on their podcast.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah. I've noticed, I can't unsee this now, so I'm going to tell you. Taylor Cofftree has exactly the same mannerisms and talking patterns.
Oh, Shane. Diet Gillis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shane Gillis.
You've only just realised this?
Oh, dude.
I've noticed it a few weeks ago.
I've had numerous back.
I swear I've told you this.
Back of the club, nudge conversations about this.
Yeah.
I think he holds the mic. Yeah. And
I told it to his fucking face. I was like, dude, you're doing Shane Gillis. And he's like, what?
He has to know.
Actually, on the Bentley Tapes episode, I fucking told him that.
Maybe that's why they don't want to release it.
No, I
said it to. It twigged for me. I told Luke, and then Luke went, "Oh my god!" and ran over and was like, went to Elliot. Was like, "Joel sees it too."
Yeah,
I can't. Like, I see Shane Gillis now. I'm like, oh, he's fucking doing Taylor Cofftree.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overuse of the word dude.
Yeah.
The way he holds the mic, the body language, everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a young, impressionable fella.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody borrows from their, like, comedy heroes to start with. But it should
he
fade.
He cloned him.
It should fade into your own voice eventually.
Yeah.
It probably will.
That was when Betty, my girlfriend, brought up. When I first showed her Louis, she's like, oh, she picked like the stuff, the cadence and the stuff of his jokes. That she goes, you do that. I'm like, shut up. Like,
yeah.
I try and hide it.
Yeah.
But that is where I got the joke structure from. Thank you very much.
I probably do a fair bit of Doug No Hope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Up there, because I've just fucking watched so much of it.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know who I do. I'm not sure. I don't think I really do anyone. I know I go through phases.
Oh, when you get fired up, you've got that there's that bit of burr in there.
Yeah.
When you get into your yelly bits. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, a little bit of burr. Yeah. I like, I love that style of comedy as well. The say something fucked up and bringing people around to the idea.
Yeah. And that's kind of the reverse engineered premise, is you say the fucked up thing, you get the laugh for it, but you got to have that goodwill with the audience initially to be able to say the fucked up thing. Mm. Then you backwards explain it, and they go, yeah,
you come around to it. Yeah, I'm working on a bit at the moment. I'm trying to write out. Talking about where is it? Still got all my tradie shit that I'm doing at the moment. Talking about like how we gotten weak. It's like kids are growing up with netting on trampolines. Like kids these days have never had to experience getting caught between the springs.
Yeah.
And like the older kids just laughing at you while you're squealing, like, ah, I'm stuck, stop it. Like, yeah, you've got to just rip a chunk of your flesh off and you're like, all right, I've made it through it. Like that was your gauntlet. I was like, talking about how, like, when I was a kid, we were just able to ride around town.
Yeah.
It's like, some kids got fiddled, but they were the ones who didn't learn street smarts fast enough. It's like we lost some, but the rest of us became better for it. And then, like, told a story about I had this bully next door who's like an older kid, used to fuck with me.
Yeah.
So one day, me and my friends just invited him around to jump in my pool, but instead we cornered him and threw rocks at him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I was like, that's called conflict resolution. Kids these days are fucking weak. They're soft.
Yeah, there was a conference I went to a while back where they did the statistics on how far kids were allowed to go from home when they were in decades. So it went like 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s to now. 70s, it was fuck off into the forest. See it when the sun goes down. We don't know where you are.
You're not allowed in the house, actually.
What's that?
Yeah.
You weren't allowed 100%. In the house.
And then it moved to the 80s. It was the edge. Like, don't go in the forest. You can go to the forest. Yeah. Don't go in, the bush. Don't go in the bush. Then it was the 90s, it was kind of like end of your street around the town. So if you're in a city, it was like your suburb.
Yeah.
Then it was, the end of just on your street. And nowadays, kids aren't allowed out of their front fucking yard.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I go out and play, and that's like where I can see you.
Yeah.
Which is a weird way to do it because it's essentially to prevent kids getting raped, but kids are still getting raped.
I think they're getting raped at the exact same number they were in the
70s. Now it's just inside, so you can't tell who's getting fingered.
And it's the same thing as it's always been. It's people you know.
Yeah.
It's your uncle.
Yeah.
It's,
if he was out in the bush.
Dad's friend from jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least he would have had to chase him down and find where he goes out in the bush.
Yeah, no one was getting raped in the woods.
Yeah.
No, we could get away.
Yeah.
There's places to hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're sitting
there. Yeah, pedophiles, not good tree climbers.
No. No, they're usually overweight. They look like me.
No sense of direction.
Yeah.
They're going to get lost in the woods.
I could never find a kid in the woods.
Yeah. And I guess the whole this screen time shit as well. Kids are permanently attached to a fucking iPad. It drives me crazy. Like, I understand it. Like, I've got kids. You want them to shut the fuck up. You give them an iPad at the fucking restaurant.
Easy done.
You go to a fucking restaurant and it's a table of people and four kids playing fucking Fortnite on their iPad, be present for fuck's sake. Have a look what's going on. Like, go play pool. Like, when I was a kid, I spent heaps of time. I grew up in the pub. Like, I just go with dad.
Yeah.
It's where I first saw fucking mud wrestling,
Yeah.
I hid underneath the pool table and watched it on the fucking TV,
Yeah.
Got good at pool at the age of fucking seven.
And wanking under a pool table.
Pool and darts and jerking off in public. Yeah.
Yeah. Like any good 7-year-old.
100%.
But yeah, now even the pubs have video games in the pub.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
You're like,
well, they got the kids' room where they put a fucking DVD player with B movie on, a set of, toys or whatever. So, just all fuck off and sit in the corner over there while mum and dad get drunk.
Don't have the kid, if that's the case.
Yeah, 100%.
It's fucking. Just go down to the pub and get pissed if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here if that was the rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'd be thankful for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot less suffering.
Yeah, fucking oath. Fucking oath.
I don't know what I've been trying to write that fucking cop bit about getting pulled over by that cunt.
That went all right the other night.
Yeah, not bad.
And you kind of just told it.
Yeah.
Like, as it happened.
Yeah. I've got to figure out my own style of storytelling, though.
Come up with roasts for the cop while you're telling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, make yourself sound fucking way cooler than...
Mm.
Mm.
But you got to kind of walk the line of that.
Yeah.
Like, I said all the awesome... Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah. I showed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
because you actually did show him. Like, that's the reveal is like...
And I wasn't even trying to.
No.
I wasn't trying to be a fucking dick at all.
Yeah. Well, when you know you're right, you...
Like, I didn't even know I was right.
You're just taking his word for it. Yeah. He's the one who should know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, clearly he knows the law. All right, I'll look it up and check.
Yeah.
Turns out you're fucking wrong, cunt.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah.
And he was just, so, like, antagonistic and so just like, fuck, why'd you pull over here? You don't even know the law. You're such an idiot. And then it turns out, no, I'm not the idiot.
Oh, last night, two of the things I noticed going into this jiu-jitsu tournament, because the only people who go to these tournaments are people who train and like the sport.
Yeah.
And me. And all the security, super nice.
Yeah.
Walking in.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't like, you know how security are kind of like standoffish?
Yeah.
Very friendly security.
Just because they know they can't be dicks to everyone.
Yeah, they can't be dicks to everyone because everyone there can fuck them up.
Yeah.
And the beer line?
Yeah.
Polite. Yeah. Really, really polite. Yeah. Everyone was like, stated, no one cutting lines, no one being a fuckhead.
Yeah.
I like stepped forward, was like, oh shit, have I cut in line? Made eye contact with this dude, saw his ears. I was like, he'd fuck me up.
Yeah.
My bad, dude. He was like, nah, no worries. I was like, sweet.
I imagine gun shows are much the same.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying to Zoe. I was like, it was like everyone was carrying guns.
Yeah. No, it was jiu-jitsu, so it turns out they were all gay and they all wanted to fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And could.
Yeah. Yeah, there was, and would.
Yeah, the bit I've been working on is... inspirational quotes on Instagram. The one.
Do my head in.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, if no one's told you today, you're loved. It's like, we should have more realistic ones. Like, if no one's told you today, you're the guy in the group chat that inspires a subgroup chat to talk about how much of a fuckwit you are in the initial group chat.
Yeah.
You know, if no one's told you today, shut the fuck up, please. Just, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're talking too much. And then, the last one was like, you've probably been told too much, probably by your mother, that you're really wonderful and you can do anything. You can't. You're a fuckwit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And stop trying. Like,
I listened to one this morning that fucking did my head in. And it was like, no one that's ahead of you will ever critique you or something like that. Like, because they, about how, like, oh, they don't have time because they're so busy doing their own thing. Like, they don't have time to stop and critique you. It's like, no, they do. They can and they do all the time. Like, people that are, like, way higher level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will critique you.
Pretty sure a lady in a Mercedes called me a fuckwit as a drone passer on the highway.
I mean, that doesn't take into account open mic comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watch someone who's brand new get up and eat shit and... you're doing showcases, you're getting paid to do comedy, you're sitting at the back going, what the fuck is this cunt doing? Fuck, I hope he don't come back.
I fucking invite him back. I go, you should come back.
Yeah.
I say to him.
I can't remember her name. The new chick, the teacher?
Yeah.
Someone needs to fucking pull her aside and tell her to not heckle the other comics.
Yeah.
She did it to you.
She did apologize to me.
Good.
Afterwards. Yeah.
Because, I avoided going up and telling her she had a good set because I didn't want to be male comic number 7 that went over and like, it seemed like, even though I'm not lecherous and I'm not trying to fuck her, it comes across that way.
Yeah.
Like, we should write together.
I only went over there and said something to her after Bobby got up and just started roasting her. Oh,
yeah, ripped into her,
and I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. He just doesn't have any jokes.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, okay. I saw him last week. I was like,
when she, it was like 2 or 3 different comics, she just was yelling shit out. I'm like, take your pick. Like, do you want to be in the audience or you want to be a comic? If you want to be a comic,
laugh
when they bomb and shut the fuck up.
I had the worst.
That's your bonus. That's the one thing that you get as a comic at an open mic is you get to laugh at the jokes that don't work.
Yeah.
That's your heckle.
Yeah.
I went down to fucking Canberra the other week and watched this band called fucking Brian Jonestown Massacre. Mm-hmm. And apparently they had a punch on the show after.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah. But the
show told him
before,
to get rid of it, like, put your guitar down.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
And then just got into a fucking wrestling
match. You sure you
want
to do this, man? Because if we do this, this is forever.
Yeah.
And they have a fucking, not even a punch on, just two drug addicts fucking.
It was a teenage boy fucking push fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucked.
God damn it.
It was so gay. But when I was watching the show, because he kept stopping to like tune his fucking 12 string and he was just being a cunt.
Yeah.
Being a bit of a diva. And he just kept stopping, kept fucking interrupting the show. And I'm just like, fucking hell, this is fucked. And then he kept talking in between. And one of the things he was saying was like, they just stopped to like, I don't know how they got onto the topic, but it was like groups of things, like collective nouns or whatever you call them. And he's like a murderer of crows and just trying to, just pontificating, being a fucking dickhead. And the heck, like, I wanted to heckle really bad and just go, yeah, and a band of faggots. It would have leveled the place. But I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be that fucking guy.
Goddamn fagwats.
That's why going to local pro wrestling shows is fun.
Yeah, because
heckling is
encouraged.
It comes with your, that's on the ticket price. Yeah. Yell whatever the fuck you want at the performers, and they have to just fucking wear it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'd like to go to another one of those again. We should tee it up.
Yeah, we should do the next Hammo one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was really good.
Fuck, I had a good time.
And it was first time I'd ever gone with I've been to wrestling heaps of times, but it's the first time I've gone with a group of comics, so the shit that's getting yelled out is quality.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, everybody's fucking, like, all the hecklers were pretty good.
They were that night. There was some dude that was, like, the best at it.
He was on fire.
He was crushing more than any of us. Like, holy shit. He was a regular heckler.
Yeah.
That was,
Yeah, like, I only needed to be half a second of fucking silence, and this guy had the perfect thing every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. What a nightmare to bring to a comedy show. We need to find out who he is.
Yeah.
Fucking invite him on to Brian's next set.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we should just go to the next wrestling then. Okay. There he is. Yeah. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Look, I know it says don't call out during the show, but you've got.
We're going to word it up with the owner of the club.
Yeah, you got a gold ticket. Be okay. Just wear a wrestling t-shirt. We know who you are.
Yeah. Heckling is an art form in and of itself, but I feel like, it's just a kind of a thing to do.
Oh, it's
a comedy show, especially.
Yeah,
can't do it.
A good heckler will gets that huge pop, nails you with the one thing, and then sits back in their box.
Yeah.
They don't try again. Like, and if they're that good, that the performer potentially deserved that fucking bit of shit talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're eating shit. The guy's like, whatever it is. And then the comedian then hears the biggest laugh they've ever heard of their career.
Yeah.
And then should wrap things up and get the fuck out.
That happened in my set a couple of weeks ago where, like, the old lady at the front.
Yep.
Barbara.
Oh, Barb. Yep.
Barb fucking got me. But she wasn't heckling. So I was like,
no, she was
fine.
Just.
I was doing crowd work.
And she answered
and
funnily.
And she answered funnily.
Yeah.
So you can't fault people for that. That's not heckling.
If you've engaged and they come up with something good, then that's almost your win too. Like, you've picked the right audience member to engage with, got a good answer.
Yeah.
And then you can ride that on. But if you get someone who wants to treat it like it's a conversation.
Yeah. No. You see people when they start out and they do their bits as like, almost like a rhetorical question, but it's not.
And I've still got a bunch of them that I've been doing since the start.
Yeah. Has anyone here ever been to high school? Like, just really vague sort of shit.
Needs to be very specific.
Yeah. And then, someone will fucking heckle that. because they've been asked a question. And then they're like, oh, fuck, I don't have anything for this.
Yeah.
Then you...
You've set it up. You need the comeback.
Yeah.
There was a guy heckling me at the crowdwork show here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just called him a rapist.
That'll learn him.
Yeah. Shut him right up.
Is that show still going ahead or is it done?
I have no idea.
It's probably done.
So. One and done?
Yeah, which is a pity because so that was going to be a
What's survived? Roast battle and show us your bits?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie's show will probably survive.
Yeah?
Yeah. They went for like 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Huh. I got a rundown from someone at the show.
Yeah, right.
Like the show had gone like an hour and she just took a break. I was like, fuck.
Jane. It was an exercise in self-indulgence, which Eddie is quite good at.
Yeah.
But yeah, those shows are going. They'll still be going.
Yeah.
The puppet you did, man, on the last show.
Felt Nuts
is great, dude.
I'll bring him back.
That was, I was like, the roast you had for me, I was like, that was exactly what he would have written if I was doing a roast battle against him.
The piggy bank.
Yeah, the piggy bank and the fucking Down syndrome face. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I really didn't prepare very much for that. Like, I was just like, the puppet will get it across the line.
Yeah.
And then when I realized I was last... Was I?
Yeah.
I just sat at the back and essentially just wrote roast jokes for all of the acts.
Yeah.
And you guys as well.
But you had all that Sesame Street shit as well that you were doing.
Yeah.
That just like, off the cuff.
Or? Yeah, off the cuff.
Yeah, that's great.
I had a frog in my throat.
I'll give up where that. It's actually a ludicrous rap lyric.
Oh, okay.
So, like. Yeah, I thought of it on the spot, but I remembered it.
Yeah,
I can't remember what song it's from.
That's fair, though.
Yeah, I can't remember what song. It's from a Nate Dogg song, and he's like, yeah, you got a frog in your throat like Miss Piggy giving head. So, the frog in your throat was... I didn't write it, but I remembered it. It's from a song. It's not a comedian's bit.
Yeah, it was perfect for the fucking...
Yeah.
The timing of it.
We didn't film that either, did we?
I got footage of it. I don't have the audio. That's the problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I've got it. I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
perfect. It's actually pretty decent quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that up.
Because it wasn't... Because the Show Us Your Bitch shows are a bit differently lighted, so it hasn't got that harshness of... Like, when it's just the stage light and everything else is black, there's a bit more... side light, so it comes up all right, and it's got you guys. It's like it's framed with everybody in it.
Yeah,
so. Fuck it. Yeah, I'll download it and chuck
they're
it
a
in
fun show.
G Drive. Yeah, man, I love those shows.
I like doing the variety talent show type of thing. It'd be good if we can get more. We've got a burlesque performance for the next one.
Okay.
So yeah, it's cool to have just like different shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Different stuff on. It's very funny.
I've enjoyed seeing the. Couple of comics that have done songs. Like, Eddie's not a surprise, because I know. But, like, Luke, being, a pretty good singer, was, like, really cool to see.
Yeah, he fucking crushed that, dude.
Yeah.
He was fucking hating on himself, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those people who hates everything he does.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
yeah.
That's why
I've watched him have some great bombs lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Like, if you hate yourself that much, it's like, how much does he hate everyone else?
If you get a few beers in him, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
100%. He's one of the most lovely people, but you get beers in him.
And there's a lot of hate.
Yeah. He starts telling you what he really thinks.
Yeah.
It's great.
The head starts to just tilt to one side.
Yeah. Oh, that cunt.
And all of it's true.
All right, that's the pod.
Yeah, sweet.
We're fucking done.
All right.
Show Us Your Bits is this week or next week?
Next week, so 13th of December.
13th of December.
So the 6th is the roast battle.
Yeah. Keep your ears out see what sticks is the working title of the show so far.
We're going with that now?
I think so. We've got to vote on the posters, so...
Yeah.
Fucking...
Come and Velcro.
That was funny, the...
Oh, yeah.
Adam. He should be throwing an actual piece of shit. All right.
I was like...
Well, we should run that as the actual poster.
We should. We should actually do that.
He'd love it.
Yeah. He It was funny. Like, he was giving some really good feedback, and he gave me some pretty good ideas.
We'll put him in brownface as well.
Yeah, even better. Yeah, even better. With big red lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was like, he was like, fuck this. This is shit. That's shit. And I was like, all right, man, here's the link. Go yeah. for it. And he just made one page.
Yeah.
And that was it. He's like, no, I can't do it. I was like, yeah, it's pretty fucking hard, isn't it, motherfucker? Me and Ethan have spent like multiple hours building posters.
I've made so many posters, dude.
Dude.
I kind of know what I'm doing. Yeah. But I'm still shit, but at least I have some idea of what looks fucking right.
My vote is on the older style one that you did up, the Fallout poster. Mm. I like that. Obviously, I changed the main character and the thing there. But
yeah, because God forbid we have a woman on the poster. Yeah. People won't think it's going to be funny.
And we don't want false advertising either, you know. People turn up expecting female comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll I'll hit James up in a couple of days' time, probably after he's done with the open mic
mm-hmm.
and all of his bills and the shit he needs to do, and see if we can get a date, because we're just waiting on Brady to give us a date.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep. Cool. All right.
That's a pod.
Yep.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Yep. Love yous. Bye.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.